On the Move, a few words in support of the efforts of Prison Radio and Noelle Hanrahan, its executive director, to raise funds to keep the wolf from the door. If you're a longtime listener to my commentaries, you have Prison Radio to thank for them. In 1992, Prison Radio began recordings from the state dungeon at Huntington, Pennsylvania. If you walked in on us, you would have thought you were in the control booth of a funky radio station. We did good work together, so good in fact, that NPR asked us to share our work with them until they got scared off. But Prison Radio has done far more than pass me the mic. It has given us the haunted voices of jailed juveniles, incarcerated kids, those who are truly rarely heard. It has also told the story of women behind bars, for example, AIDS patients and survivors at the women's dungeon in Chowchilla, California.
This call is from a correctional institution and is subject to monitoring and recording.
I guess you heard that. In short, Prison Radio has brought you the voices of those behind the walls, the fastest growing public housing development in America. For this and its other works, it deserves your generous financial support. Thanks. For Prison Radio, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.